Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we called upon the Lord, we summoned all of heaven. What would be in store? But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you so much for joining us here on 15 Minutes of Power Packed Prayer with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be coming up, ladies and gentlemen, after a few announcements and some instructions and the word of the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us. God is so good, and we praise His wonderful and holy name. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the number, the 347 prayer, as you know, is so powerful. Prayer is so needed. Not every week, but every second of the day, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the number, 347-843-4559. I know we all tweet throughout the day, put that number out there across the planet, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, where you can call in and listen to Bishop on prayer time and the words. And the number again, 347-843-4559. Also, too, the chat room is open for those who are on the internet and on their tablets and even on their can actually send Bishop a message there or text if you have special prayer requests as well. The chat room is open at blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. Our family network for the Lord is here for you today. Once more time, that number, 347-843-4559. Also, too, Bishop, want me to let you know if you have a special prayer request, we're going to open up the line. We will be mentioning only your last four digits of your phone number because we are on the World Wide Web. So the chat line will open up the lines later for those who have a special prayer for Bishop to pray over you with. Once again, that number, 347-843-4559. My name is Elder Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. We're going to go right into the word for those who don't want to hold you too long today, but we do want to be obedient to Bishop's request and to the Lord's request today. We're going to read from the book of Psalms, ladies and gentlemen, book of Psalms, Psalms 91. For those who have the word, whether it's on your tablet, computer, or your Bible, that once again, that scripture is going to come from Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. For those who are just joining us, this is 15 minutes of power-packed prayer with Bishop John Crenshaw will be coming up shortly. I'm going to go right into the word, ladies and gentlemen, and read it from the King James Version. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, cover thee with feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that hath wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked. Because thou hast made, Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Ladies and gentlemen, just read Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. We encourage you to read the entire chapter and also the entire Bible as well in these days. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw joining us today. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the line for Bishop and release that time for him in Jesus' name. Bishop John Crenshaw, God bless you.
God bless you this morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone this morning out in radio land. We are thankful to the Lord to be in the presence and began to pray this morning. We, Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your goodness. We thank you for your word, because you watch us over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you have sent it. And Father, we give you praise this morning. We give you glory. We honor you, Almighty God, because you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And God, we thank you this morning, as your word is powerful. Your word is healing. Your word is deliverance. Your word is salvation. God, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus against every disease this morning, every infirmity this morning. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we cast down every imagination and every high thing that thought itself against the knowledge of God, and we pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, you are able to do all things, and there's nothing that you're not able to do. And we decree your word today, and we thank you for your word. We stand and declare your word is so, and we glorify your name because it is already done. You should call and you should answer. While we yet call, while we yet speak, you already answered. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we take total authority, total ability that you have given unto us, that we will speak and declare your word over the people, over the airways this morning. And we cancel every assignment of the enemy that comes to bring fear, because the word of God has let us know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And because we decree and declare your word, and we speak in your word and know that it will not return to you void, but it shall accomplish that you please, and it shall prosper in the things where to you send it. And God, and you declare that we should be whole. And you, and we decree and we declare wholeness in the body of Christ, in the lives of your people everywhere. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We decree and declare that no sickness or disease shall be come up on us. And Lord, we thank you because you have your angels encamping about us, and you have a shield or protection around us. And Father, we decree and declare that this day is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. And we will decree and declare that the anointing that destroy every yoke, the power of the Holy Ghost, the word of God. And we plead the blood of Jesus this morning. We plead the blood of Jesus against all the sickness, those that are sick, those that have been attacked by this virus. God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your angels encamp the airways. We fill the airways. We drive that spirit back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We decree and declare total healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you comfort people in their minds today, oh God, that they will not have fear. We speak the word of God and give them peace passes all understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. It is already done. And God, we thank you that we are walking victory, but we also walk in wisdom, God. And you said you would give us wisdom that the passes all understanding, because you are wisdom. Your word is wisdom, and your word is spirit, and it is life. And God, we declare today, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We pray for families this morning. We pray for loved ones this morning. We pray for those that we don't even know this morning. We pray for every soul this morning, that even they come to know you as their Lord and Savior. But God, we decree and declare victory this morning. We thank you, God, there will be no lack in lives of people this morning because of that virus. God, there will be no lack, there will no need that you will not be able to meet. And God, we decree and declare, we depend so totally on you, God. And we thank you right now as believers, God. We thank you right now as men and women of God, as children of God, as people of God. We thank you, God. We decree and declare and establish your word in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because your word says, if my people, which you call by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And I thank you, O Father and Father, we repent for all the sins that have been committed. God, we repent for God, our nation, O God. We repent for our leaders, O God. We repent, O God, for ourselves. We repent if there's any shortcoming in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare your word. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke, not some yokes, but every yoke, yokes of sickness and diseases. Those are yokes, God. We thank you. Every infirmity will be, we announce it now in the name of Jesus, that all the blood vessels in people's bodies will normally be functioning well in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that there's sickness in the organ of God. We decree and declare, we counsel that spirit in the name of Jesus and crush that infirmity to the root in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. And God, we praise you, God, Lord. And we give glory and honor. We appreciate you, Lord, because you are the God of God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord. There is no God besides you. You have an all power, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We give you glory today. We magnify your name today. We speak life and not death. God, in the name of Jesus. You promised us long life, God, in the name of Jesus, and healthy life, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and we call it so, God, and no evil shall come near our dwelling. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We preach you. We appreciate you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your name because there is no other God, and we depend totally on you, not because the virus has just taken place that we depend on you. We depended on you before it even happened, God, and we've been even now even depending on you now, even in this situation and any other situation that will occur up on the earth. And I know there are going to be calamities come up on the earth, God, but you said your people are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare, as you told the people, God, and it was in Egypt that put the blood over the doorposts. Praise God, that the death angel will go pass by, will pass over. It will not be able to take them, but in their lives. And God, we decree and declare, we plead the blood over people's lives today. We plead light, even those that are struggling in the infirmity, in the hospitals today, that are struggling and holding on to light, God. And we know that you're able to raise them up. Let it be a sign of your moving of God. Let it be a sign of your demonstration of your power. Let it be a sign of God that you are able to do exceeding and abundant above all that we can think or ask. And Lord, we thank you. We won't get the glory, but God, you will get the glory. And we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Let man know, let people know that you are the God of all, that you are able to do exceeding and abundant above. We thank you, this God, and we decree and declare, and let that man that think that we don't need God, to let him know that God, that they need you. Everybody needs you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We cast down that stronghold today that has come upon the earth, that has creeped upon the earth, that God to call us to draw away from God, call us to walk out of the will of God. But God, we decree and declare that your people will rise up today, and you will send a revival in our spirit, man, God. You will revive our hearts, that we'll get a hunger, we'll get a thirst for righteousness as never before. Not just just going to church, but a spirit of righteousness will come upon your people. A spirit of hunger for truth will come upon your people. And we decree and declare today, God, we thank you for it. God, we will walk in totally your perfect will. We will walk it upright before you. We will declare your word in this hour like never before. And we will give you all the praise. Not only in this hour, we will continue all the days of our life that we will meditate upon your word. We will think on your word. And we will give you praise for all that you have already done. You brought us through many other things before, and surely, God, you will bring us through this situation here. And God, we decree and declare, God, we counsel this time and now to God that no evil shall come near our dwelling, not even on our jobs, not even in our homes, not in our community, not even in our workplace, not even as we go down the street, as we walk. God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no infirmities and no plagues shall come near our dwelling. And Father, we thank you because you have a hedge around us of protection. You have a hedge around of your blood protection upon us and upon our lives. And God, we thank you as you continue to strengthen your people and encourage your people in this day and this hour. God, we thank you for the manifestation that will take place in these few weeks that's coming ahead. That manifestation will take place in the next 2 hours or this next 2 minutes with manifestation of your word being brought forth, God, that you would deliver your people out of captivity, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we glorify your name and we lift your name up. May God, we dependent on you. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of. And we give God the praise. And we can out a spirit of joy, a spirit of peace, a spirit of happiness, a spirit of comfort, God, let it rest upon your people. As we go, God, that we don't walk in fear, that we don't go in fear, but we walk in the authority, in the power of the Holy Ghost that you have given to your people. And we thank you for the faith, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God. It is not It's not by power, not by might, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. And we give you glory, and we will not receive any glory, but it will go to you. But we thank you what you're doing there even now. We thank you for what you've already done, God. We thank you for your deliverance in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word will be manifested all over this world and all over this earth, God, in that day, good Lord. Look on your people everywhere in all countries, God. You'll know that you are God, and beside you there is no other God. Baal is not a God above you. Buddha is not a God above you. He may be a God, but they may worship, but there's none other God but the living, true, and living God, who is Jehovah, Jehovah, Elohim. He is the only true and living God, who is Jesus, El Shaddai. I thank you, God. I give you glory, and I praise you today, and I appreciate you what you're going to do in the hours to come. Well, I thank you for the days those things are going to happen in the days to come. We're looking forward for the manifestation. We thank you, Almighty God, and we give you praise, and we continue to pray for your people everywhere. As you continue to bless your people, continue to strengthen your people, continue to encourage your people as they go day by day and giving them the encouragement, oh God, and be with them. Let them know that no evil shall come near thy dwelling, no plagues shall come upon them. And, Father, we give you praise. And even those that have been attacked by this enemy, this plague, and this disease, God, we counsel that assignment of the enemy. And, Lord, give them another chance. Let them live, God, to be a testimony for you. And we give you thanks, and we decree and declare it is so and is done, and give you glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. Ella Kevin, we're going to open the lines.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Bishop John Crenshaw for those joining us all across the globe there. And we're going to give the Lord a hand clap of praise as Bishop prayed a powerful prayer for you and all of the planet. Amen. Y'all better praise him. Praise him. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to open up the lines. And if you hit star one on your phone, it'll let us know you have a prayer request. We're going to only mention your last four digits of your phone number, and you don't have to mention your name necessarily if you don't want to. But the lines are opening up right now for Bishop, and if you have a special prayer request, they just hit star one on your phone, and that'll put you in queue, and we'll bring you in. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw and a wonderful prayer for you today as well. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and take a caller. We've got several callers now coming in, and we've got the last four digits coming up. Bishop, it's going to be 6258, 6258. You're live on the air with Bishop. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Elder Kevin, this is Dr. Crenshaw. I just want to ask a prayer for all of the healthcare workers that are out there.
Amen.
On the front
Amen.
Line, hospitals, the doctors.
Yes.
I know you and I both see that every day.
Yes, ma'am.
We
yes.
want to certainly send
yes.
a special
yes.
prayer
yes.
out
yes.
for their strength, their
mm-hmm.
health. You know,
yes.
so I want to encourage us all to pray for the
yes.
airways. We know the enemy has taken over the airways,
mm-hmm.
saying that this virus can last 3 hours in the air, but we cancel that in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, that the pathway of your airway is going to be clear. There will be
mm-hmm.
no virus coming near the pathway
mm-hmm.
of your airways. As you walk down the streets, as you go wherever you got to go, God is going to put you in a bubble. That's my
Amen.
Prayer today, that God puts us in a bubble to protect us and to pray for our healthcare workers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Bishop, our next caller, 1302, you're live on the air with Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Bishop Crenshaw, Ella Kevin, Dr. Crenshaw. This is Evangelist Cunningham. Just requesting prayer for which you have already prayed, but I have three, my son and my son girlfriend and my grandson all work at the airport, and they're still working. So just cover them in prayer more. And also pray for the minds of the people, because I have some family members, like you say, God will give us wisdom on what to do and follow the orders of, you know, everything that they're telling us to do, so that we will you know, keep ourselves safe and clean, you know, and just follow the command that they are giving us, because the Bible says that we need to follow the laws of the land, and if they are telling us what to do, then we need to do that so that we can keep ourselves clean and continue to pray for all the elderly, because I have a low immune system, and that God would just keep me covered, like Dr. Crenshaw say, in the bubble. You know, I don't go a whole lot of places, but as I go out, that God would continue to keep me. And like you say, pray for the minds of the people, because a lot of people are falling short in their minds during this time. And thank you so much for that prayer. It was very edified, and it just touched me to the pit of my stomach. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen, amen. Bishop, back to you, sir, right now.
Bishop Elder Kevin, I'm just going to wait. If anybody else have any clever question, I'm going to want Shakina to come on if she's available to give us some health tips there. And after
Amen.
That, I will come and do a completely ending prayer after all the requests that has come in.
Amen, Bishop. Praise God. And I'll look for her number. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come online there in the queue, just hit *1. And I'll let me know you're ready to come on with Bishop. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We do have several callers coming in now. And,
okay. We'll take them.
We're going to go ahead and keep it moving here. And I believe I got to make sure Shakina's ready, I think, I believe. And 5132 is our last. 5132. Shakina, is that you? I wanted to make sure that was your call.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, I did want to share a few things that you can actually do to help boost your immune system during this time. So there's a few things that you can go out and purchase. One thing, there are herbs that you can actually purchase, and you can go to your local herb shop and pick them. But one thing is golden seal. You can also find this at maybe a Sprouts or someplace like that, or a vitamin shop. But a golden seal can actually help boost your immune system. It's full of antioxidants. It helps with the digestive system, and it acts as an antibiotic. So golden seal is an herb that you can actually get. Pick that up, and you can make tea. So you can actually get like a small tea filter and filter those tea leaves and let it steep. We'll bring it to a boil and let it steep. The longer you let it steep, the more potent your tea is going to be. You can also get raw local honey in your area. And that actually is full of antioxidants as well. And it's very important to get the local honey from your area that's actually manufactured or made in your area because it's based upon the environment there. So especially those that may suffer with allergies or things of that nature, it's best to get local honey. Another herb that you can get is actually echinacea. It has the same function as golden seal. It actually helps boost the immune system as well. And then we also have garlic. So you can make, like if you're suffering with like a cough, you can just take a tablespoon of your raw local honey to that honey. So if you're suffering with sore throat, you know, a little congestion, a lot of mucus, that can actually help you, help relieve that. That mucus, break that up. It will open you up. It will be a little spicy, but it will help you. So just keep in mind making sure that you're drinking plenty of fluids, plenty of water. Stay away from sugary foods because, of course, that is not going to help you in these type of situations when we're suffering from colds, flus, and all of these other things that are going on currently. So making sure that you're taking care of yourself, eating right, drinking plenty of fluids. And, again, you can go to your local herbal store and pick up echinacea, golden seal, raw honey, and you can also use garlic to actually assist in these areas because, of course, again, these act as a natural These are natural sources or natural antibiotics. Thank you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Day. Thank you so much for that powerful information. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're opening up the lines here. Bishop, we got another caller as well. Last four digits are 5866. 5866, you're live on air.
Good morning, Bishop and Elder Kevin. It's Yolanda Estelle. How are you this morning?
Just great.
My prayer request is for the youth right now, those that are actually the college students that are homeless, that maybe they had time of shelter during the time that school was in session, and now that school is out of session earlier, they have nowhere to go. And then the youth that don't have family to rely on, that maybe don't have hours right now and they don't know where to go, and that we as a people will come together as a community to use our resources to help them.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful request here in prayer. We're going to open up the line one more time, I believe. Also, too, we have 8840, last four digits. You're live on the air. Prayer request. Amen. 8840, you're live on the air. Just want to make sure we don't miss anybody. God bless you. All right, Bishop, back to you right now.
Okay. Father, we thank you for all the requests that's been going out today. We thank you that you are answering each and every one of them. We decree and declare your word because your word is powerful and more powerful than anything in the earth realm. And Father, we decree and declare, God, that every situation will be dissolved or be solved. Every problem will be dissolved or dissolved. And God, we thank you for your angels of protection around each and every one of us, each and every child, each and every student that is in college or wherever, everyone that's being protected, it would take the cautions of procedures to do the right thing that they need to do to stay healthy, God. And we thank you most of all, paying attention to your word and yielding to your word so that everything will be well. And we give you praise, and we will not fear because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Each and every day, you say that we are not fearful because we have the Lord on the inside of us, and greater than he that's in us than he that's in the world. So we will not walk in fear, but we will walk in power, in authority, and on authority now. Thursday night we'll be praying at 8 o'clock, and Sunday night we'll be praying at 8 o'clock. So you can meet us back on the line on Sunday night at 8 p.m. and Thursday night at 8 p.m. And God bless you. We'll talk to you real soon. And we love everybody. And be encouraged. Know it all. Be encouraged. Be encouraged in spite of it. No matter how much negative you hear on the TV or whatever, always speak the word. Do not speak negative. Speak the word, even though it may be true to them, but it's not true to us as far as we accepting it so that it become a part of us. We speak the word because the word of the Lord can stand above everything else that comes to attack the people of the body of Christ and anybody else, the word of God. That's what we have to stand on, and that we will decree and declare as we go in this day. Just be careful, be wise, and be obedient. God bless. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. There's a voice for those listening around the globe. There's the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, for those who want to text me, you can email me as well, but text me if you have a prayer request. We'll make sure Bishop gets that information as well, but you can text me, call me at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We want to make sure everybody gets their prayer requests in as well. But feel free to call, and we'll be glad to get that information to Bishop so we could pray and cover you in the blood of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Bishop, and we're going to give the man of God a round of applause. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time this morning. Bless you. Praise God.
God bless.
Amen. And we also love the word. Thank you so much for the word this morning, Bishop, that you shared with us to read. And ladies and gentlemen, we always love to leave, you know, one part of the word is that, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And we know the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw teach, you need to get excited about what God is doing and stay in the word. And we're just excited about what God is going to do, as Bishop always says, what God is going to do in your life today. Look for it today, ladies and gentlemen. Look for it today because it's coming. Amen. God bless you. And as Bishop mentioned to you, we'll be back with you on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and also Sunday evening. But feel free to call us anytime. We'll be glad to pray with you and help you. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Bishop, any final words, sir?
No. Just everything is. God bless everybody. God bless.
Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless. All right. Continue to pray, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your awesome day. And thank God for all things. God bless you now.
My sister, pray for the Father. Come on, everybody.
Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank God for you and those listening all across the planet. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.